The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, that I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned these innocent men, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Christ and his apostles are causing mischief today by violating the Jewish laws of the Sabbath. Under the law, picking the grain and eating it was the same as harvesting the entire field and doing work. But Christ knew what he was doing. His disciples were hungry from walking, and he knew full well what they would do should he lead them through a field of grain. He also knew full well what the Pharisees would do when they saw that. Christ's defense of his apostles is not an attempt to suggest the Sabbath isn't important, but quite the contrary. That the Sabbath is imminently important, but is at the service of humanity, because the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So my brothers and sisters, the question for us this morning is this: do we keep holy the Sabbath? Or in Christian terms, do we keep the Lord's day holy? Do we treat it with the respect it deserves? Not because Sunday is holy, but because we are called to be holy. Because by keeping the holy the Sabbath, we too, as followers of Christ, grow in holiness.